Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Buchanan is a town on the James River, northeast of Roanoke, where 1,200 residents are getting used to some changes in local government and trying to figure out whether their first town manager was legally hired. More on that now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story by Lawrence Hammack, a reporter with the Roanoke Times. The town has had a charter change where they started having a town manager. It used to be the mayor of Buchanan would make decisions, but now they have a town manager. And it seems that the folks in town are having a little hard time adjusting to this new structure. So the latest controversy was about whether the town manager, which is a position that started in 2014, just 3 years ago, should have to reside within the city or the town limits.
The town charter says the manager must live in the town, but it doesn't define exactly what that means. So, David, Mary Zirkle took the job. She lived in Bedford County, still lives in Bedford County, but bought a house in Buchanan as a second residence. Now it seems town council is frowning on that.
So there was a split vote, a 3-2 vote, to amend the town charter to make it clear that the town manager had to actually reside. The town got an approval from its attorney when Zirkle was first hired that the arrangement was suitable and met the definition of the town charter. This would ask the General Assembly to amend the charter to make it explicit that the official residence had to be inside the town limits.
One thing most people do seem to agree about is that Zirkle is doing a fine job, and this is about policy and not about her. We should also note, David, that the General Assembly would have to make this change in the charter.
Any change to a city or town charter must be approved by the General Assembly, so we'll see what happens. We may have an update in the spring.
Along the shallower edges of the Chesapeake Bay, it's channels that allow fishing boats and charter cruises and other economically important traffic to get onto the bay and back to port. And one particular channel, this one on Davis Creek, seems to have eroded over the years, so the Coast Guard is no longer going to mark it.
Right. This is a story by Sherry Hamilton. She's a reporter with the Gloucester Matthews Gazette Journal. And it's about the U.S. Coast Guard decision to remove some channel markers. These are the red and green markers that you see that show boaters the safe passage through the deep channel to get in and out of coves and rivers. They started removing markers in Davis Creek.
The story points out that in the channel, the water is about 6 feet deep. Outside the channel, it's about 2 feet deep. Obviously a problem for commercial fishing boats. And also, David, for a marina on Davis Creek, where the owners say they don't know if they'll invest any more money now.
The people that live there need to use these the waterways. The watermen make their living going to and fro on Davis Creek. These navigation markers will no longer be there.
The Army Corps of Engineers, which is responsible for maintaining the channels, doesn't appear to have any plans for dredging at Davis Creek in the foreseeable future. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.